Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fuljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the God stories we are publishing this week. South Africa submitted its full submission, called a memorial, to the International Court of Justice in The Hague to support its accusation that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza, the South African Department of International Relations and Cooperation announced on Monday. The announcement says that the memorial contains evidence which shows how Israel has violated the Genocide Convention by promoting the destruction of Palestinians living in Gaza, physically killing them with an assortment of destructive weapons, depriving them access to humanitarian assistance, causing conditions of life aimed at their physical destruction, and defying several provisional measures of the International Court of Justice, and using starvation as a weapon of war, and to further Israel's aims to depopulate Gaza through mass death and forced displacement of Palestinians. The evidence will show that undergirding Israel's genocidal acts is the special intent to commit genocide, a failure by Israel to prevent incitement to genocide, to prevent genocide itself, and its failure to punish those inciting and committing acts of genocide, it claimed. South Africa initially filed its case at the ICJ in December last year. On January the 26th, the ICJ handed down a ruling in South Africa's case saying that Israel must do everything to prevent genocidal acts in Gaza and take immediate measures for aid provisions. It did not, however, order Israel to stop the war in Gaza as South Africa had sought. Last month, it was reported that South Africa made an unsuccessful attempt to secure an extension of several months of the deadline to submit its evidence in its case against Israel. South Africa faced accusations that its tactic was an attempt to buy time, with the understanding that it did not have enough evidence to prove its allegations. Israel has until January 2025 to submit its response. The South African Zionist Federation released a statement on Monday denouncing the South African government's latest submission against Israel. The latest legal maneuvers not only distort international law, but also trivializes genuine cases of genocide throughout history, says the Federation. The statement says, Minister of International Relations Ronald Lamola's recent claims about South Africa providing forensic detail about the charge in the legal papers cannot disguise the emptiness of these accusations. The term genocide, as defined under international law, refers to the systematic and deliberate destruction of a specific ethnic, national, or religious group. Israel's defensive operations in Gaza, initiated only after Hamas's brutal 7th of October 2023 attack, bear no resemblance to this definition. This conflict began when Hamas violated an existing ceasefire, launching an invasion that massacred over 1,200 Israeli civilians and kidnapped 250 others. The stark irony of South Africa's accusations cannot be overlooked. Hamas, whose charter calls for Israel's destruction, is the party advocating for genuine genocide. Israel, by contrast, is defending its 9 million citizens' fundamental right to exist. In other news, we share the remarkable story of a South African Christian man who set out for America with his wife, Karen, nearly 50 years ago, arriving in New York with two suitcases and 1,400 rand, and no inkling of what God had in store for him. Addressing a gathering of pastors and leaders in Kabeja, formerly Port Elizabeth, last week, Dr. Don Wilton explained that at the time he had been preparing to go to England, where he had been accepted to do a PhD in education. Everything was lining up for his chosen career, but then God said, "Hold on, that's not my plan for you." He said he remembered on that day in Port Elizabeth falling on his face before God, telling him he was giving his life to him. In his message to the Kabeja pastors, he shared on five guiding principles that the late evangelist Billy Graham used to help maintain integrity in his ministry. Don Wilton, perhaps better than anybody else, understands what those principles meant to Billy Graham, with whom he enjoyed an intimate friendship for 25 years. For the last 15 years of Graham's life, Don was his personal pastor. You can read more on these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.